time for Lower Wacker Live for May 13, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. I'm very anxious today. Not going to lie to you. First game for softball. This is a big night. I guess the fields are playable, which just means it's going to be muddy. Because it's Chicago. It's the Park District. So you know that if it rains on a Thursday before the Monday, it's still going to be crappy. But they said the fields are ready to go, so we'll see. The 16-inch Cup League. This is the Media League. It's got a lot of history in the last five or so years. I've won it three times. I'm kind of like the Bill Belichick of the league, meaning that I wear really oversized sweatshirts and everybody hates me. So it works out really well for the new team. WGN is joining that league, and I'll give you a report tomorrow on how it goes. But I am anxious. It could be the new squad or maybe the new cleats. I'm afraid I'm going to fall. When's the last time you actually wore a pair of cleats? Who wears cleats? I always see when I'm at the game and I'm stretching and pretending like I know what I'm doing and I'm stretching my legs even though I have no idea if that has any help. I look over and everyone's got cleats on. Well, I got my gym shoes. Who wears cleats? I'm a pair of cross trainers. A New Balance cross trainer is fine. But I bought the cleats and I feel weird about it. Anyway, also hamstrings. Tonight's a perfect night for a hammy. Right? It's cold. Ugh. All right, I also got to get a bat. There's a lot of things I got to do here, Pete. Why are we? Okay, let's get going here because I got a lot of things I still got to do. Here are today's headlines. Is this inauguration week for Chicago Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot? Let me look this up. Nope, it's next Monday. All right, so technically next week is inauguration week. But isn't the week leading up to inauguration week the real inauguration week? Because afterwards, she's just sworn in. She's mayor. It's no longer inauguration week. So this should be inauguration week, the 7 days before inauguration. Anyway, the party's going to be at the Wintrust Arena, you know, that old party, next Monday. Lightfoot already drawing some heat from the New Look City Council, who are not happy about the lack of communication from her regarding her transition and committee seats. And there's some rumblings already about the optics of Lightfoot going to D.C. to hobnob with Ivanka Trump instead of dealing with Chicago business. Because nothing says, I'm your progressive change agent mayor, than a stage sit-down photo with Ivanka Trump. Maybe Ivanka was just lobbying Lightfoot to get her clothes back at Nordstrom. Maybe. Or maybe Lightfoot needs answers on how one gets that tall. But it will be interesting to see how this council gets along with a mayor who ran and won in a landslide on the idea of telling that very same city council to shove it up there. Beep. Can we say beep? I think we can say beep. Something to watch there. Maybe the mayor-elect can weigh in on this topic. It's a speed limit for the bike path. Do you see this story? Because that seems to be the issue of the day today. The bikes go too fast on the lakefront. Pedestrians are scared, and rightly so. They're getting injured, so there was a thought to put a speed limit in. But the village elders argued and argued and argued and came up with nothing. We declare nothing. No speed limit, so get on your spandex outfit and go as fast as your Fuji 10-speed will take you. Lance Armstrong, on the left! On your left! Get ready for that all summer long. On your left! Which leads to a story about electric scooters coming to Chicago. Did you see this? Think Divvy, but for scooters. That's it. But critics warn that other cities have had problems with these, including rider injuries. And that's Lower Wacker Drive's no-duh statement for the day. Really? A 48-year-old tourist getting on an electric scooter in the West Loop, they might fall off? They might get hit by a bus? Who has an electric scooter? Who doesn't get hurt? The only people I ever see on electric scooters are people who used to skateboard. And those people know how to hurt themselves, right? If you ever go to a skate park, that's the fun of it, is to watch how they couldn't finish that ollie. And so they fall on their face, right? That's a badge of honor. This is a bad idea, the electric scooters. I think we should go straight to George Costanza's idea of pedways, like the movable sidewalks. That's where we're heading. A crazy story from Springfield's past. The Sun-Times reporting that the FBI is investigating former Governor Quinn's press secretary. I guess he may have been given some money to help buy an engagement ring. What? Money from someone who got big contracts / grants from the state. So that's what it comes to now? Maybe I can help you if you can help me put a down payment on this diamond. How does that even happen? That's crazy. I've heard of 1 month's salary, but maybe in state government it's 1 month's bribe. It's ridiculous. Second City just announced they're doing a rooftop bar. Does that rooftop bar have an agent yet? Maybe possibly a replacement for Kate McKinnon on SNL? Huh? Does the rooftop bar have a monologue and a writing portfolio already? I heard the rooftop bar knows David Koechner, so already an in. In sports, how about those Cubbies, huh? Swept the Cardinals last week, took 2 of 3 from the Brewers this weekend. 2-game lead in the NL Central. It's a tremendous start to the season, and for a team that is the most likable and unlikable at the same time. We win with walk-off home runs while our fans flash white power signs. We get timely strikeouts in the 8th inning while our owners gear up to run Trump's re-election campaign. Addison Russell! They keep playing Go Cubs Go, too. It's time for a new song. The folksy stuff worked when they were losers. Now they're winners, and winners play Drake. Cubs get the day off. Head to the Natty tomorrow for a set with the Big Red Machine. Hey, you like that? Yeah, to the Natty. Big Red Machine, I'm throwing this like 70s Justin here. Late 70s Justin. The White Sox also won the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays up in Toronto. The Sox have climbed back to 3 games under 500. But after the weekend, they actually lost ground. Currently, they're in 4th place in the division, 7 games back. They start a big series with the Tribe on the South Side tonight. And as an aside, how about Lucas Giolito, huh? After another dominant performance, 2 in a row since he came back from the DL. Could he be the real deal? Remember I said that after the next time he gives up 8 runs in 3 innings. But still, very promising. Maybe he's turning a corner. And frankly, we got him for Adam Eaton. So 8 runs in 3 innings, still better than Adam Eaton, right? What an amazing day for the NBA yesterday, huh? No LeBron, no Kevin Durant, no Steph Curry, but there was one Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard proved himself in a big way, hitting a Game 7 buzzer beater to push Toronto to the Eastern Conference Finals. A huge win for him, the Raptors, and the NBA. And I would imagine the Milwaukee Bucks, too, who match up pretty well against the Raptors. But, man, Kawhi Leonard. Last year, we were wondering if that dude would ever play again. This year, he's a world beater, a buzzer beater, and a free agent. May I make a suggestion? Kawhi to the Bulls. Sign and trade with the Raptors. Trade your 5, Lauri Markkanen, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, Denzel Washington, Valentine. Who else is on the team? The kid they got from the Wizards, the kid from Duke, the other guy, the other 3 guys, the white guy from Villanova, comes off the bench. All those guys. Every one of them for Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. Maybe you can woo him through free agency. I don't know how that works, but I know that the numbers don't work and the Bulls can't really get a big free agent, but it never stops any other team from doing it. You're Chicago. Daniel Burnham this. In hockey, teams that aren't the Blackhawks are playing tonight. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live. Beats by Wes Restless. Pray for my hammies tonight. Bye.